Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Back in March of 2008, when Barack Obama was still Senator Obama, a man in Westerville, Ohio, had a question for the candidate.
My question has to deal with appointments to the United States Supreme Court.
And Obama answered him at length, more than 5 minutes describing what he's looking for in Supreme Court justices.
I want my judges to understand that part of the role of the court is to look out for the people who don't have political power, the people who are on the outside. The people who aren't represented, the people who don't have a lot of money, who don't have connections. That's the role of the court.
But he spoke about empathy, not diversity, except for one thing.
And yes, I want women on the court. Absolutely.
So far, both of his nominees have been women. One is the first Latina on the high court. Does that make the Supremes a diverse enough group? It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Tuesday, May 11th. I think we're going to be talking for quite some time about Elena Kagan and diversity on the court.
Well, whatever your definition of diversity, she is the top story, and she begins her quest for a seat on the Supreme Court officially tomorrow when she heads to Capitol Hill to meet with senators on both sides of the aisle. Republicans, like Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, say Kagan's lack of experience on the bench will be an issue.
A lifetime position on the Supreme Court does not lend itself to on-the-job training.
And in fact, one Republican, Oklahoma Senator Jim Inhofe, has already said he'll vote no. But the Democrats control the majority in this Senate battle, and senior Democrats yesterday called Republican reaction posturing.
Most, though, expect a smooth confirmation process for Kagan, but her record is now under the microscope. We're joined now by Anupam Chander, professor of law at the University of California, Davis. Anupam, you contributed to a memo that described Elena Kagan's record on diversity, and you said that while she was dean of the Harvard Law School, she hired 29 faculty members to tenure positions, but she didn't hire a single Black, Latino, or American Indian faculty member. Why is that information important in considering her qualifications for the Supreme Court?
Well, her failure to hire numbers of minorities or women represents a question, raises the question as to whether or not she will go to bat for issues for people of color or women on the high court.
Okay, we're going to talk with you more about this in just a moment. Stay with us.
The blame game on that massive oil leak in the Gulf of Mexico kicks into high gear today. Congress will question executives from the companies involved in the oil rig explosion that spilled 4 million gallons of crude and counting into the sea. Meanwhile, the multiple fronts in the battle to contain the slick continue. Here's the sound of the Air Force dropping oil dispersing chemicals.
How do you know where to pick a spot out, man? It's everywhere.
Spray on.
Spray on. Spray on.
Spraying on detergents to disperse the oil. Deep sea robots are also attempting to thin the oil by spraying chemicals at the leak site, and BP hopes to have a smaller containment dome in place by the end of the week.
Afghan President Hamid Karzai will meet with the secretaries of state and defense in Washington today. He's expected to make the case for more political support. He'll meet with President Obama tomorrow. And while back along the Afghan-Pakistan border, a U.S. missile attack has killed 14 alleged insurgents. It's the third such strike since last week's failed car bombing in Times Square. And new numbers show Americans paid the lowest level of taxes last year in 60 years. A USA Today analysis shows taxes consumed 9% of Americans' income. That's far below the 12% average since 1950. Looking at the markets, Asian markets and European markets are down. Futures are down. The Dow is going to start at 10,785. The S&P at 1,159. The NASDAQ at 2374. Coming up, if you're a teenager and you're looking for a summer job, you're going to have some competition from unemployed adults. We'll talk about that later this hour.
And we're going to talk about Elena Kagan's nomination to the high court in just a minute. But what is your definition of diversity on the court? By some standards, there's very little diversity on this court. By others, quite a lot. Tell us at 8778-MY-TAKE or post the consideration that you think is the most important to thetakeaway.org.